love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everyone, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Dr. Drew has announced he's gassy tonight. We got to look out. I was explaining to Dr. Drew when he blew gas about 40 seconds ago, and I went up with the Shields call, which is pulling the sweatshirt over the nose. Drew went with the Shields, too, and pulled his sweatshirt over his nose. I explained he can't do that. Drew doesn't know why. I'll tell you why. Because when producer Lauren comes walking into the room, and we both have Shields up, then she doesn't know who dealt it.
Perfect.
Is there really, by the way, I don't remember when I was talking about stuff anymore. Maybe it was over at Kimmel, maybe it was here, but whoever smelt it dealt it.
Oh, you and I talked about it, I think.
Was it on the
air?
I don't
know. I can't remember that.
Can anything make less sense?
Yeah.
I mean, logically.
Yeah.
I mean, you're standing in an elevator, you're with Cousin Sal, he blows a mammoth fart, you start wrenching.
Gagging.
Like I'm going to vomit, like, oh my God. According to that logic, I've done it.
Yeah.
Because I was the one who smelt it.
Yeah. There you go.
It's really like it's one of those things that it's one of those adages that everyone just sort of went with, you know, like dog can't smell his own ass. You know, these kinds of things,
yeah,
that we just
really?
Go, you just kind of go with, like, whoever smelt it, dog can't, possession is 9/10 of the law. Really? Why are they always chasing people down who've stolen things? They're actually in the stolen car, but the cops are out. No, what do you mean, possession? What is 9/10 of the law, by the way?
Yeah.
Law comes in tenths? I never understood about 3/4 of these things. Even the S rolls downhill. I understand what it means, but you ever take a Duke and try to... Engineer Chris, you ever take a Duke? You ever take a dump like when you're camping and try to roll it down a hill?
Of course, all the time.
Yeah, it just gathers berries and leaves and twigs.
Yeah.
It barely goes anywhere. I have to keep moving it along with like a paper plate.
You don't push with your nose or anything?
During those father and son picnics,
yeah,
strange. My dad worked for a weird place. Yeah, it was it's awesome. Yeah, that one, and then the other one is, you know, the one where I don't know why, but the S ones never work. The S rolls downhill,
yeah,
and the dog can't smell so nice. The other one I never liked either. It, you know what they mean, but then you break it down, it doesn't make any sense. Like when the guy's banging the hot secretary, and the other guy goes, "You don't ask where you work, man."
Right.
Well, first off, I'd beg to differ, because if you head into the bathroom over Kimmel,
or you don't eat where you ask, or what?
You don't ask where you eat. You don't eat where you ask. Yeah,
I don't ask where you work.
I don't know what I don't know what any of that means. Anytime the assing works in, people just sort of sign off on it and move ahead.
Because you guys certainly do damage at Kimmel.
Yeah,
and you eat in the job.
You don't ask where you eat. I don't buy. I understand what they're saying. Don't bang the person you work with, but
go ahead and say
that. Better than the ass. That's all. All right. Speaking of, I've had an ass full of things lately, Drew.
Yeah.
I got things to talk about.
Go,
tonight.
Go.
Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Elizabeth from The Apprentice in here tomorrow night. Very good show, by the way. Very. And let me say this about The Apprentice. People don't really want to like The Apprentice. But Donald Trump, not the kind of guy you wait in line to like.
No.
You'd like to not like him, and you still cannot like him. But you have to admit, it's a really good show. It's a really compelling show.
Yep.
All right.
I got a million things to ask her, too.
Will Arnett is in here tomorrow night from Arrested.
No, Thursday night.
Thursday night, I should say, from Arrested Development. All right, couple things I want to talk about. First off, I was reading that good old Dr. Kevorkian, the suicide assist doctor, still in jail in Michigan somewhere. Guy's 76 years old. His lawyer would like to see if he can get him paroled a little bit early, because parole doesn't come up until he's like 80. And I think it's a no-can-do on that. Really, this is really where we want to spend our hard-earned money. This is how it's going to work. We got, God forbid Kevorkian and Tommy Chong are both walking the streets at the same time.
Dangerous.
Well, you got
a statement.
I mean, you got a gangland
type
takeover.
Arrival.
Yeah.
Well,
It just drives me. It drives me berserk.
Listen, I've got something along those same lines. I read on Yahoo News today that the crazy people against the morning after pill have finally declared themselves.
Who are they?
They are going after birth control pills in general.
All right.
Remember, I kept saying that this doesn't make any sense. They've got to come after. Well, pharmacists now are refusing to dispense any birth control pills.
Well, I've heard that. I've heard the one. I didn't hear about all of them.
It's starting to happen about one of them. It's starting to happen rather regularly now, apparently.
Yeah.
And pharmacists are sort of gathering together to get their rights. So they have the right to do that. But the fact is, now this thing has presented itself.
Well,
you're not going to be able to have access to any form of birth control because it has a theoretic potential of interfering with implantation. We're talking about maybe one out of many, 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 many thousand.
Oh, look.
Maybe hundreds of thousands of possibilities.
How many times do I have to tell you, though, they're not interested in the abortion part. They're interested in the part where people are having free sex and not paying the fiddler.
There you go.
They don't like that part at all. That's what the abortion thing, that's what the right to lifers have always been about. It's not because they love, you know, every creature has a, but BS. You guys are the first guy to send a black guy to the electric chair. You don't give a rat's ass about that. You're all about telling people what to do. And
by the way, if we're going to roll back,
people get in light.
And if we're going to roll it all back to reproductive, natural reproductive perfection, we're all going to have kids around 22.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way, that's our nature. Otherwise, we're going to be messing with it.
Right.
Because at 22 is when we can still have kids without messing around. But if we're going to wait till 40, by the way, if we really follow this logic all the way down, we shouldn't be living past 40. So we just have to do away with people after 40 to make sure they sustain their proper reproduction. So we don't do anything that nature wouldn't want us to do.
Baby.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, look, here's what's going on in this kooky world. We have the crazy Bible thumping right to life nut jobs over there that are trying to really, you know, hijack the government and set policy. On the other hand, you got your extremist leftist homoist fagolas over here who are trying to get the cross taken off the Los Angeles city crest, you know, these ACLUers and these other idiot do-gooders.
It's almost like
trying to get
they forge each other into deeper
of
territory.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because here's what happens. These ACLU homos got to come out and go, we want the Ten Commandment tablet taken off the front of the courthouse. And then Ted Nugent and his buddies fire back with, we want birth control taken out of the Save-Ons. And we're just stuck in the middle. All the sane people are just stuck in the middle. It's like, listen, can we have the ACLUers and the crazy right-wing retards just go at it in some sort of battle royale in Cuba and kick the ass out of each other so sane, moderate, right-thinking, logical-thinking people could just live? I don't want to spend $10 million to get the cross taken off the bell tower on the Los Angeles city crest. I don't want a guy with a pneumatic sledge to take the Ten Commandment tablets off the front of the courthouse. I don't care about that. Nobody cares about that, you idiots. But on the other hand, we want birth control, and it's not up to you guys with your fairy tale about some pie-in-the-sky crap and some guy in sandals who's... Look, let him exact his revenge. What are you worried about? We're sinning? Fine. He'll take care of it. Your imaginary fairy tale God will take care of all of us. Won't he? What about Allah? Isn't he going to exact his revenge? Listen, you religious nutjobs, let your fairy tale guy take care of the sinners. Remember, that's what he's going to do. You don't have to do it. He's going to do it. Oh, but wait a minute. He doesn't seem to get around to it, does he? Wait a minute. Maybe he doesn't exist. Oh, no. No. Can't think that way. Let's go blow up some tourists. Let's go shoot an abortion doctor. Of course. You're scared. You're insecure. You're pussies. And that's why you have to think that way. Just shut up. Shut up! Just go to your crappy island somewhere, and you go at it with the left-wing homos. Please, all of you. You drive me insane.
Well, what happened today? What happened? You had a ticket or something?
No, I can't take any more talk. I can't take any more fairy tale religious talk.
But did you run into something?
I've had an ass full of everybody.
Yeah.
Just please.
But you can't.
I hate all of you. Just you. Let let the sane people in the middle just get along.
Is just reading articles flipped you out today?
I tell you, I feel like I got a condo, and it's in between the Hatfields and the McCoys. The Hatfields, right-wing, Bible-thumping retards, McCoys, ACLU homos. Boom. We got to go at it right on my front lawn. Just please, all of you, just go home, would you? Nobody's interested in your crappy agenda. Stop ruining it for everybody. Just look. You're religious? Go read your Bible. Go. While your kids go gay. Go read your Bible.
Oh my gosh.
Go read your Bible. Just go read your Bible and shut up. Nobody wants to hear your crap. And it'd be nice, by the way. And look, if you really believed it, you wouldn't be coming after everybody.
Well,
and you ACLUers, please disband and go do something. Go hand out condoms down at the gay bar. Go do something. Don't just sit around and harass. Stop harassing everybody. Just go break up and go do something useful, would you please? Or look, you got a beef? Go yell at your dad. That's who you're mad at. Leave us alone. Thank you. Thank you, Drew.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was just thinking about we should advocate Christian egalitarian, you know, virtue. And that means, you know, just accepting everybody. And
I know, but just shut up with your fairy tales.
I think the point you're making is people shouldn't be imposing anything on one another.
Well, look.
Which is true.
Look.
Here's the deal. I think pharmacists do have a right not to dispense the stuff, by the way. I think that's fine.
Whatever. But they have the right to get fired, too.
Yeah.
You know, you have the right to use the F word on the air, and the boss has the right to fire you.
Customers have the right to boycott the businesses that hire pharmacists.
That's the way it should be. Look, I'm fine with that. All I'm saying is listen, right-wingers, you got your beliefs, so does the Taliban. Hey, Taliban?
Cannot judge. Taliban, worse.
Hasidic, worse. Hey, it's their beliefs. Can't argue. And Hasidic Jews, they got their belief. Everyone's right, or everyone's wrong. Not one of you can't be right. I know you all think you are, but just as much as you think you're right, Taliban thinks they're right. So, there you go. Enjoy, you idiots. I'll see you in hell. Fantastic. And by the way, shouldn't you guys be heading up to the mountain? Rapture's coming. Oh, anytime. Oh, believe me, it's coming in your lifetime. In your lifetime. In your lifetime. In your lifetime. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Just like your dad thought it was coming. Just like his dad. Just like his dad and his dad and his dad and his dad. It's coming. Oh, it's coming. Yeah, any second now. Wait. Quit your job. Get that lawn chair. Head out to the mountain. Don't even bring a coat. It's coming. Yeah? Yeah, it's coming.
I think we need a little...
fantastic.
Sort of evenness tonight.
Oh, please. Can anyone tell these people to shut up?
I think we need some wisdom.
Happening.
We need wisdom from the Amerindians. We need a little wisdom from the...
I'm too fired up. I'm just tired of being held at bay by all the religious idiots. I'm tired of us of having respect for Islam. I'm tired of the Christian right. I'm tired of the seed of Jews. I'm tired of all you people. It's a fairy tale. Shut up. Keep it to yourself. Shut up. No one wants to hear about your retarded beliefs. Shut up. We don't care. You understand? It's not our belief. You know what my belief is? No belief. The only thing I know is that you idiots are wrong. That's it. If you had one shred of proof, you'd shut up. But you can't. So you're insecure. So you have to smear your crap on everyone and rub your stink on everyone. Just shut up. Here's what you do. You guys... focus on effing your kids up with your crap, indoctrinating them with your crappy religion and brainwashing them so they hate you later. Well, focus on that. Then when you're done with that, you can work on the pharmacist. How about that? How about just getting your kids brainwashed? That's big enough. You know, with MTV, satellite, and the internet these days, it's tough to brainwash a kid. You guys focus on brainwashing your kid and your retarded religion, and then you'll focus on the rest of us. And by the way, here's the thing. We're too old and we're too smart. We can't be brainwashed with your retardism. F up your own kids. Really? Seriously. All religious? All religion. I don't care what you are. Focus on effing up your kids. That's your immediate goal. Do that. Brainwash them. Fantastic. Let us move on with our lives. Let the sane people move
on. Religion is good for people.
It's great for idiots. It's great for stupid people, yes. They don't have to think so much. It's tough when you have to think. It's scary, Drew. Uh-oh. I might die. Uh-oh. Things bad may happen to me for no good reason. Uh-oh. There may not be a plan. Oh-ho-ho. No plan. Now I'm scared. There's got to be a plan. I got a plan. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. It's a good thing. Why don't we invent a religion for animals? Aren't they scared? They get run over all the time. Let's get some caninism for cats. Help nap a little more. Yeah. Let's invent a religion for animals, too. Idiots. Just shut up, all you idiots. Micah? And listen.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't care if you just... You know, here's the thing. Kevorkian's in the joint, and chicks can't get birth control because of you guys. That's my feeling. That's why I don't like you. If you just shut up and brainwash your kids so that they hate you later, that'd be fine. That'd be fine with me. But you won't do it. You got to spread it out.
Wouldn't it be a better
world? And we have to be respectful. We have to show reverence for these people.
Just stand back and think abstractly for a second. Wouldn't the world be a better place if people were contained by religious feelings?
Yeah.
If their behaviors were...
Oh, sure. Yeah, no. The whole Middle East, they pray four times a day. That's all they do is pray. They're very devout. How dare you? They're very religious people over there, Drew. They can't work. They have to pray so much. They do nothing but pray. Of course, it's all worked out. Religion has contained them just fine. There's no violence over there. And they treat their ladies... Oh, my God. They're like a Commodore song. That's how well they treat their ladies over there. Yeah, fine. Religion, no, it's perfect for them. No, but the atheists, these are... prisons filled with atheists. Oh, yeah. Atheists do nothing. They never stop acting out. Yeah, sure. They're wild. They're out of control. Micah?
Yeah, I'm here.
21?
Yeah.
What's up?
I've been having problems on and off for about a year and a half with my inner labia swelling during sex.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
We switched off of condoms with spermicide, and it went away for a while, and then every once in a while it just comes back, and it's real sporadic.
Do you need the condoms with spermicide anymore? I mean, does that really do anything? I mean, if the condom breaks, it breaks, right?
Yeah, I'm on the pill, too. That's why we stopped using those. That was just like we had grabbed them at the store one time.
Oh, okay.
No special reason. No. Okay.
Yeah, no.
There was a whole thing with the World Health Organization worrying that it may actually enhance HIV transmission, but that's not a big deal. All right. So, how long are you guys having sex before the irritation occurs?
It depends. Sometimes it's like 10 minutes, and sometimes it's like an hour.
Yeah. Ooh, hour you're going to have pain. I mean, that's just that's normal.
I don't have that combined
in a week, in a month.
No, just
in your life.
I'm saying combined, bro.
Okay.
I'm not putting a time on it. I'm just saying combined.
And have you ever seen any ulcers or sores or anything there?
No.
So no herpes?
No, it's just been, like, we've switched to different kinds of lubricants, and sometimes, like, some of them will do it. Like, I'll use KY, and it'll bother me, and then I'll switch to something else, and it won't, and then I'll use KY again later, and nothing happens.
I think Adam, just the way the pharmacists are not dispensing, not allowing the distribution of birth control, we have to have a new sort of cause. It needs to be making sure that these guys don't have sex for so long with these poor women.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's
really
a bad precedent.
No,
and it hurts them.
But no, I know. It's the your vagina, you know, you're going to be 30, your vagina's going to be 72.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like you can't buy a new mitt, you know, a new glove.
No, it's going to be... You know what it's going to be like? It's going to be like a delivery van at a shop. You know what I mean? It's like 3 years old, but it's got 170,000 miles on it.
Yeah,
guy's trying the hell out of it. That's what it's going to be like. It's all worn in.
Let's see. Keep that going.
Mm-hmm.
But Micah, the fact is, you really can go too long, and that your body tells you when it's too long by getting irritated. And you go ahead and back off a little bit.
Mm. You ready to run?
Yeah.
Oops. Amy.
Hi.
20. What's up, baby doll?
Oh, nothing much. My boyfriend, when we're having sex sometimes, he'll, come really fast, and then it'll hurt him really, really bad down there, like, to the point where he's almost, screaming when he reaches orgasm, and
ooh.
I've never been with a guy like that before.
Be screaming because it hurts him or because he's having a good time? Hurts him.
Wow.
And he says this is pain?
Yeah, or, a stinging kind of pain.
Mm. And that's a bad sign. And where is where's he doing his business? In you?
Well, we use a condom. But.
Oh, okay. Smart. Yeah.
Well, some guys, you can get irritation of the urethra with orgasm, and you get some stinging sort of down the pipe, but that wouldn't cause somebody to scream in pain.
Yeah.
And there's another kind of pain where you can get a pubococcygeal muscle spasm, sort of a visceral kind of a discomfort.
Yeah.
Again, not a screaming pain.
Well, isn't it? I mean, if you have pain, let's say excruciating pain with orgasm, if it's excruciating?
I think it's safe to see a urologist.
Okay, and would it be more likely that it's a venereal disease?
No,
because a venereal disease would be stinging.
Hurts
right?
You pee with a venereal disease.
Yeah. But not when
not
ejaculate.
Exquisite pain. No.
Uh-huh.
That'd be more like a stone or maybe a varicocele or something like that. Some sort of mechanical
Wait
problem.
Wait a minute. Can you get can you pass a stone with a semen coming through?
The tapioca pudding looking stuff?
No, I mean passing a stone. That'd be cool.
No.
You know what I mean? Musket.
Have you seen those air guns that fire those little, be like that?
Be like a paint
gun. Air gun, yeah.
Yeah.
Be great.
Drew played paint gun 3 days ago. He starts to explain it to me.
Well, no, they have pellet guns now too. They don't just do paintballs. They said they put these little pellets in their freezer and fire them at each other.
People shoot. Oh, but
yes.
they're frozen.
They're pellets.
Paint pellets.
They're not.
Why
paint.
Are they freezing them?
To make them sting, hurt when they hit.
Why do you have to? Even engineer Chris knows what I'm talking about. I don't have to freeze a bullet, do I? Still hurts.
I know, I don't know why. Maybe they're rubbery and they get harder and stinger.
Oh, they're rubber.
Yeah, they're like pellets, like a hard rubber pellet.
Oh, well, that's different. A pellet is, you know, they have pellet guns. They're pellets. They're lead. They're metal.
These I don't think are metal.
All right, when I keep saying why they freeze them, you say they're rubber.
Plus, the liquid in the middle.
No, that's the paint guns.
That's a paint gun.
Oh. They have actually, it's same place. There's these guys that compete with pellets.
All right, but they freeze them because they're rubber. They're soft.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
They're softer.
I like when people do that. I like that part of, only guys do this, by the way, where somebody says, look, we got to make these things out of rubber. If we make them out of, we use the metal ones, they're going to tear the skin. Someone's going to get hurt. Someone's going to lose an eye. So we'll just use them out of rubber so we can do the combat. All right, let's freeze them. Then we'll shave them down.
Right.
And we'll
coat them in lead.
Dip them in hippo dung so they get infected. Yeah. Okay, thanks. True sportsman, by the way. Yeah, what a competitor. All right.
Religious
man. Take a break.
Very religious.
All right. Just please, everyone shut up with your kooky.
Amy, your boyfriend needs to see a urologist, okay? He really does. If he's having scream. I kind of have a funny feeling, though, that he may just be sort of crying out at the moment and then gets embarrassed. Goes, oh, well, I was hurt. That's why I did that.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he's sort of backing down and embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because there's not many things will give you excruciating pain with orgasm.
All right. Let's just take a quick break. And let me just say this before we go to break. Just a quick explanation of my horrible tirade at the top of the show, which is I'm not a fan of the Christian right because they're screwing everything up for the most part. On the other hand, the Jews, the Muslims, all of you, Scientologists, all you nut jobs, you ain't any right or wronger. You're all wrong. Okay? So again, all of you, do your thing. Shut up. Please shut up. And those of you who are atheists or agnostic, whatever, please stop having so much reverence for these nut jobs. Please stop respecting them. Please join me when I tell them to shut up. Everyone's had an ass full of their retardism. Thank you. And that's all of you. So you can't get mad at me. Because the Christians would agree with me that the Jews are wrong. The Jews would agree with me that the Muslims are wrong. You'd all agree that each other are wrong except for you. Oh, magical you. Yeah. Yeah, there's 500 religions out there, but you pick the right one? Yeah, keep thinking that way. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Elizabeth in here from The Apprentice tomorrow night. Great show. Will Arnett in here tomorrow night from Arrested Development.
Which
Another
one is Elizabeth?
Show.
Another great show, yeah.
She's the one with the, she's the chick who wears the smart business suits.
Oh, okay. Okay. I remember now.
She's not the Asian one.
Is she the attorney, the small, shortest one?
Oh, the little schnoz on her. We're going to find out tomorrow night. I think she is. I'm going to check into that. Hey, Engineer Chris.
Look it up, Chris.
What's happening, buddy?
What's going on?
Chris is all smiles these days.
I know. I didn't offend him in my religious rant because I didn't cover Santeria. That's his thing.
Sure, yeah.
Still got the chicken blood on him. Check his cuticles. Got chicken blood on it. Look up...
his pork.
Check the apprentice there. Find Elizabeth and... and see which one she is, because I think you're right, Drew. I think she's the attorney one.
Yeah.
Sharp. Oh, that boardroom. Oh, it gets tense. I love to see everyone turn on each other. And by the way, chicks just immediately, oh, they sell each other down the river immediately. It's great. All right, you ready to go?
See that one with a PR one. There's a PR girl.
Some of those chicks are foxy. And by the way, you know this thing that women think that guys don't like or are intimidated? We're so intimidated
by
kidding?
A woman. Are
no,
you
we
kidding?
Got a, we got a boner a mile long.
Yes.
You
well,
show
the,
me.
The guys have categories 1 through 8.
Well, they got to be hot. That's how it works.
And then if you add on prowess, competency, it's like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's just square it.
No, I know. It's very convenient for you women to go, oh, guys don't want to. Oh, honey, the minute you start thinking the guy's going to be done with you and all that kind of stuff, nothing could be further from the truth. We would love it if a hot chick was smart. They just rarely are, and we'll take hot in that case. But if you're hot and smart, and you got a great sense of humor, and you make more money than I do, and whatever, maybe you're down. You'll be down in the basement staring at Bunsen burners and beakers. I'll just be behind you, giving it to you. Getting you with a graduated cylinder. I don't mind. Just go ahead. Think away. Feel free to think. Here's the problem is, when women are smart, they use their brains for evil.
How's that?
Because
you're not going to miss a single category tonight. You're going to hit everybody.
Not,
so go ahead.
Here's what I'm saying. When a guy's really smart,
yeah.
He starts thinking about building bridges.
Hmm.
Women get really smart. They start thinking about effing with their man. The turn on him. They're going to use that brain on him. They're like, you know, they're like convicts. It's like you get a smart convict. He thinks about getting out. It's about getting out of prison. That's all he thinks about. Smart guys, we just walk around. Like genius guy and genius girl could be married. The genius guy he'd just be staring at the expanse of a river, trying to figure out how to get a bridge or a tunnel in it. And then the chick just be standing next to him, thinking, "How am I going to tear my new a-hole?" That's how it works, Drew. Oh yes. Oh yes.
What is that?
They're evil. They use their minds for evil.
Maybe that's why they feel that guys don't like up this smart, because they're guys.
That, think,
that's where guys
I think
get
that's
fearful.
What they think. I think that's, and that's why.
Maybe that's your fantasy about what they're going to do.
Let me explain something to you. Again, there's going to be more offending going on.
I can't imagine. I'm shocked.
That's why you don't want a chick that's too smart.
Because why?
Well, let me explain.
I know you will anyway.
I'll tell you why.
Okay. Dude, tell me.
You want a smart dog, right?
Yeah.
You think you do until it keeps figuring out ways to get over the fence. Open the door.
No, but a really smart dog doesn't run away. They're interested in, they know where the food is.
Really smart dogs, yeah, but they know where the food is because they can actually work the latch on the pantry door and get into the thing.
We have dogs like that.
I know.
They do not.
They're smarter than you are, Drew.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, you want a dopey, lovable dog.
Yeah.
Just hanging around. You know, just wants to cuddle, just wants to hang out. Know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you find there, speaking of smart dogs?
Lots of pictures of the apprentice.
Yeah? Yeah.
Well, Elizabeth.
You got Elizabeth?
Well, all of them.
Okay.
So it doesn't really give you the names of...
It doesn't really give you the names?
It doesn't help us, Chris.
Got to give you the names.
I know.
All right, here we go.
You got to get the name.
Hold on. What do you want an engineer?
I'm
because I know what we got. He ain't getting over the fence, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's good, see?
All right, bud.
Just like you want.
He's not escaping this studio, I'll tell you that. All right, find Elizabeth, buddy. Come on. You wanted to be on the air, you're on the air.
I'm on the air.
All right. Toya?
Yes?
24?
Yes, I am.
What's happening?
Well, ever since I came home from the Navy, I've noticed that the guys that I hang around, I actually get physically ill around them, like, you know,
mm-mm.
Especially at the thought of, like, having sex with, like, you know, my boyfriend.
Is that because you've been around guys too much?
No, I don't. It's like, it's, mm-hmm. You know, some of the guys, you know, just people that I've hung out with before I left to go overseas. And
No. While you were overseas, were you exposed to something unpleasant?
No, actually, that's where it's like, I wasn't sick while I was over there. It's just since I've been home.
All right, Toya. We don't know you, so we have to ask some questions about what you've been through.
Sorry, baby doll. Let me talk to Toya. What kind of vessel were you on, sailor?
I was on a subtender. A subtender?
Right. Subtender.
Yes.
That means you restock the sub?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second. By the way, you know, I figured before I started doing this radio show that if you said you were in the Air Force, you flew a plane.
Right.
If you said you're in the Navy, where were you? Rear Admiral? or you're the guy who fired the 50 caliber off the back of the ship or launched a depth charge, poof, you know, sent them high. Everyone we talk to is just, they work on a laundry ship or they do something with the personnel, support. Yeah, you just realize now when you think about an Army, a Navy, a fighting force, very small percentage is actually doing it. For every one guy that's actually dodging bullets or firing a torpedo, there's a 200,000 people that are like restocking, refueling, redoing paperwork, administration. I mean, it's really like a school in a certain. I mean, even bigger.
It's almost like an NFL football team or something. Or
yeah, there's
teams out on the field.
Couple guys on play. Yeah, and there's a bunch of trainers and
yeah.
All right. Get back to Toya over here. So, Toya.
I was actually a machinist mate.
You were a machinist mate?
Yes, I was.
So what did you guys do? So you would restock the nuclear sub?
Yeah, actually, what our ship did was it was a repair. It would follow the subs wherever they went, and whatever they needed, be it medical. They needed like some type of.
How does that work? Where subs are supposed to be on secret missions, and yet just go ahead and follow the supply ships.
They stayed about 75, 80 feet behind.
What would happen is that they would send a message out, and we would meet them somewhere like, say, Taiwan, Korea, mm-hmm. Hong Kong, stuff like mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. Whatever they were doing missions at, then they'll mm-hmm. go to like a U.S. area.
And so your ship was just like a big floating Home Depot for subs.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Oh, hold on a second. First off, just picture
Walmart out of Walmart.
Picture the ship she was. Well, I was thinking Home Depot, I was thinking hardware.
But it's got to be like food. And they talk about administrative. They got to have administrative stuff.
No, wait a minute. I don't think she was a restocker. Or maybe there was food. But see, she did. She did machinist stuff,
and
they were fixing
mechanical
the sub.
Stuff.
Yeah.
See.
Toya?
Yes?
Were you guys, you know, giving them more potatoes and didn't eat more stew, or were you more mechanical?
Both. It was mostly mechanical, though, but if they needed food stocks or something like that, we would
give
them whatever stores we had on board.
Wow. Oh, yeah, whatever you had on board.
Mm-hmm.
But that was... Yeah, so there was primary... No, here's what they were. They were like when the truck enters the Baja 500, they just keep going ahead to the next stages.
Yes.
It pulls in, they change
right.
the air filter, they
right.
change the tire, that you keep it going.
Right,
it's mechanical.
Right, right.
They're
right,
not giving the guy a 6-foot sub.
Okay, so, Toya.
Wait, I'm not done being done with this.
Okay.
Toya?
Yes?
Yeah. So, what's the coolest thing you saw in your travels?
Well, the coolest thing was, the first time we went underway, one of the guys on the ship, we had what you call a still picnic, and it's like basically all hands, they get together, meet together, and one of the guys, he caught a marlin, and I
off the side of the ship?
Yes.
Caught
a marlin
on
the side of the ship.
Never think about these guys fishing, but why not?
Well, it was basically, what we were doing was what do you call a sea cadet mission. Where we brought on, you had like a lot of kids that are,
right.
you know, like you have ROTC for
Yeah, they have the cadets. Yeah.
So we went like a tour around the island, and we brought the sea cadets on board, and mm-hmm. they took a couple of them fishing, and one of the guys, he caught a marlin, and it took about 3 shots with the M16 to the head to actually kill it.
Yeah. A very valuable lesson for those 12 and 13-year-olds on the boat, sure. Yeah. All right. Well, fantastic. That's, you know, you don't think of the Navy as killing fish. You know, you see them as killing the, foreign powers. But, hey, if some fish get in the way, or you got to practice on a fish, I say so be it. M16 to the head. 3. And by the way, I'm not saying you're lying, but I bet you if you just gave it 2, it would have died at some point. You know what I'm saying?
Firing from off the...
Not sure.
Yeah.
Probably gave the gun to the kids.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so Toya,
yeah.
you're now out of there.
Yeah,
and you weren't traumatized there. You didn't see any horrible action.
What about as a child? Were you ever traumatized?
No, I do remember when I was younger. I was probably like about between 4 and 6. Any time that I went to my grandmother's house, one of my uncle was a drug addict, and one of his friends, you know, he would always be hanging around with me, and, you know, he'd try to suck on my toes or do some type of weird thing. You know, nothing actually happened, but, you know, it's the idea that, you know, I actually knew something could happen.
All right, so, you mean, usually people who get sort of physically ill with the guys were abused in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, and then you're around guys in a closed space, and you get exposed to what men are actually about, and it's like, oh, you sort of shudder. But
what percentage of women were on that ship?
Well, there are about 25-30%, but I was actually the only female that was working inside of my division. Mm.
Man,
but I didn't think that would be the reason why, because it was actually happening before I went to the military, but it stopped. Mm-hmm. So I figured, you know, maybe whatever was going on, you know.
Have you ever had sex?
Yes. Actually, I was while I was in the military. When I turned 21.
With the Marlin.
I actually lost my...
21, lost your virginity.
Wow.
Yes.
One of the cadets?
Yeah. No, it wasn't one of the cadets.
One of the young guys? No. All right. Well, why not?
Well, the other thing, you weren't hit with a bunch of vaccines or anything that could be making you have any reaction now, right? You're not otherwise physically ill.
You mean like Bethel or?
No, I mean like the way people got a Gulf War syndrome back in the day. Nothing like that's happening to you guys now as you return back.
Oh.
Okay. No, listen. Right. By the way, she's just cruising around.
Yeah. Yeah.
She ain't. She ain't a ground pounder.
Right.
She's floating around out there, talking to the sub. Those nuclear subs never have to surface anymore.
Really?
They never have to refuel. They never have to resurface.
Right?
They never have to refuel.
They've always been that way, though.
What way?
Never have to refuel.
Well, refuel or resurface.
Well, why before did they have to resurface? They've always been nuclear, but they've been recently nuclear powered, and that means they don't have to surface, right?
Right. Well, the World War II subs had to run on the surface 80% of the time.
Why?
Because the only time they could run underwater is off their batteries.
Oh, interesting.
People don't know that because they needed oxygen for their diesel engines.
Oh, wow.
And they had to run up top to charge their batteries.
Interesting.
Back in the day.
Wow.
It's crazy. There were, you know, recharging batteries in 1938, you know. I mean, I know the war was a little later, but they had them in World War I, too. Yeah, and back in the day, subs couldn't stay underwater very long. And when they could stay underwater, they could only make, like, eight knots.
Hmm.
They went really slow, and they could go fast with their diesel engines up top, but they didn't go underwater very long, and that's where they would get them. Because they would have to surface all the time, and when they surfaced, that's when the planes got them, and that's when they picked them off.
Interesting. You learned something with that Hitler Channel.
I know, they call it the History Channel, but let's just call a spade and call it the Hitler Channel. And then if something else comes up, if you get enough other programming, it doesn't involve Hitler. Really, it's like Hitler's mustache, Hitler's reading glasses, Hitler's wives. Like, this Saturday, Hitler's sidecar. It's nothing but Hitler stuff. It's just like Hitler's school teacher, Hitler's dog. It's just... Never ending Hitler's finger paintings Hitler did, Hitler's shoes. It's nothing but Hitler stuff. But once in a while they break away, they'll do like Hitler sub, and they'll learn something about subs. Yeah, they had to go up top. You know, back in the day, subs were boats that went underwater. You know, they're essentially boats.
Interesting.
You know, if you see picture the shape of an old sub,
boat. Right.
The new subs ain't a boat.
Right.
It's
a missile.
It's a torpedo tube. Yeah, it's a missile. It's a torpedo, yeah. All right, let's take a little break. What do you say there, buddy?
Sounds good.
That's the thing about the nuclear stuff. Can go for 50 years.
Well, what people don't understand is that it's not like some nuclear energy is emitting the energy for the engine.
No.
It's just creating heat and boiling water.
Yeah, as long as we're not talking about anything tonight, let me just tell you something.
Well, it diverts you from pissing people off.
Right. This is essentially a rock that never stops creating heat.
Right.
And they just keep dumping water on it, and it just keeps creating steam, and just keeps turning a turbine.
That's it.
And that thing just keeps going.
Yeah.
That's it. I know a lot of people think nuclear power is, you know, some sort of fusion that's going on, that's some sort of crazy
like
science.
The sun is creating.
Yeah, no, here's what it is. Here's what nuclear power is. 150 years ago, they had a steam train. This is a never-ending piece of coal.
Right.
That's it. Yeah. Boils the water. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Take a quick Engineer Chris over there. What's going on?
I got her bio and I got her pictorial.
All right,
you
right
did.
Over
you cool?
Over.
Yeah. Did you get the?
She's pretty cute.
Did you get the nuclear power thing?
Yeah,
he
sure.
He wasn't following.
Oh, okay, buddy.
He was too anxious to tell you
bio.
About it.
Yeah.
All right,
anxious.
Buddy. All right. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Elizabeth, as it turns out, is the hot blonde one from The Apprentice. Poor girl. Got railroaded. I was telling Drew over potties that she got tossed out. That was a week before last. Well, anyway, she's hot, so we'll have her in here tomorrow night. Then Will Arnett and Jason Bateman in here. Jason Bateman has joined Will in Arrested Development. Going to be in here tomorrow night.
That's
nice. You know what? That's Will. Because those two came in here, first off, super friendly guys. And I don't mean BS friendly, because we can tell the difference between friendly and crazy friendly and actually
enthusiastic
nice friend.
And friendly, too.
Down to earth. Yeah. Well-adjusted, good guys.
Yeah.
Both of them good guys. Came in here 8 months ago.
Before the show aired.
Yeah, when was it?
I think a year or so ago.
A year ago?
Yeah.
More than a year? Not more
Maybe.
Than a year.
Anyway, first time was about a year ago.
All right.
Go with me.
A little less. Point is humble as all could be. Oh, now they're just going to be coked up. A couple of bitches under their arms.
Well, we've seen them twice since then, and they hadn't changed at all.
Oh, we have?
Yeah.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
They came in twice?
I think they've been in three times.
No.
Definitely twice.
Really?
Definitely twice.
The point is the last time they came in here, yeah. It was minus all the Emmys.
Yes.
And they were a good show, but they weren't all pumped up because they weren't getting the kind of ratings they wanted. Then they really cleaned up at the Emmys. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were the story of the Emmys.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
So. I'm sure they'll be pumped up and coked up like you said.
Yeah, sure. Engineer Chris like raises his hand and he ducks and a absolute bottle just goes flying over his head. They speak with British accents now. They're doing the coke off. They have the coke ring. Little snuff ring.
Little
in the ring.
Nice.
Yeah. Coke ring. Are you ready to go?
There you go.
Stacy?
Yeah.
26?
Yeah.
What's
I'm
up?
I'm calling because I've been wrestling with this problem for almost a year now. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with my ex's brother.
What do you mean you're in love with him?
I have severely strong feelings for him, and I've been trying to fight them for a long time now, and I keep running into him in weird places, and I don't know. It's really bothering me. And that
Have you ever dated him?
No.
Do you have any kind of relationship with him outside of what's going on in your head?
He's asked me out.
But you've never had a relationship of any type with him.
No, but you know, I.
How can you be in love with somebody?
Really likes you, and yeah, I know him really well.
Do you have a long history of chaotic relationships?
No.
It's easier to be.
But I can tell you what the main issue is that when I separated with my ex, he tried to kill himself, which makes it even worse.
Yeah, why would I say there's chaos in her relationships? How dare I?
Well,
yeah.
No, this is
no
something
chaos
that I
there.
Got out of because we were friends for a long time and I didn't know these issues because I was in, you know, a different relationship. So anyway.
Hang on here, Stacy.
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. Yeah. I'd say, trying to kill yourself after a relationship.
Wait, she jumped from one into this one with the guy who tried to kill himself.
Look. I can hear in Stacy's voice that something is wrong with her.
Yes.
Or up with her.
Yes.
Something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what. Stacy?
Yeah.
No,
what you hear in my voice is that I'm really depressed about it, and that's it. I'm a really smart person. That's why I'm really conflicted about this. The person.
Oh, There should be no conflict.
Conflict.
Yeah.
Why?
You just don't do this.
No, and I agree.
They're broken up.
This is an ex-boyfriend who tried to kill himself because she broke up with him. Now she's going to go out with the brother. Why do you even give that a second thought?
Why not?
And how do you think you're in love with somebody that you've been infatuated with?
Well,
that, by the way, is somebody that under no circumstances are you going to have a relationship.
Hold on a second. How dare you? First off, how did this ex-boyfriend try to kill himself?
Well, he slit his wrists and took pills, and what he did was he drove his car where nobody would find him, but somebody did.
How did somebody find him?
Well, I guess driving down the road, wondering who's on the side of the road this late at night.
And before this guy, you were with somebody else, and you cheated on that relationship?
No, oh, God, no.
No.
That's what why this is hard for me, is I'm a person of morals, and I was
okay.
a friend with my recent ex for years.
Listen, I'm with you, by the way. Why did you break up with the guy, the first guy?
Because, you mean with my ex, the brother?
Your ex-boyfriend, yes.
Yeah, well, because of his emotions. I couldn't take it, and I knew it wasn't a healthy relationship, so I left.
What was he doing?
Just up and down. He's supposedly on medication now, counseling, getting help.
Okay.
But I got out of that because it's not healthy, and I'm conflicted about it because I don't date. I'm starting
right.
law school.
Hold on. Quiet. God, I wish I had this button for everybody.
That'd be great.
Tell them to shut up three times, and then just pow. All right, they might be able to go out. I'm going to talk. We'll be fast, but we'll come back. We'll get with Stacey.
No way. But we'll have a nice...
Look, if we kill... Okay.
All right, we'll have a nice discussion about it.
Okay, after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right. We were speaking to Stacey last. Drew hates attorneys. Stacey said she was heading into law school. I can't stand attorneys either, by the way. I can't stand... You know what's starting to drive me nuts? Mm. Crazy disclaimers on everything all the time, stickers on everything everywhere, all this nonsense of the attorneys. And let's be fair, not only the horrible attorneys, but you horrible people with your frivolous lawsuits are just, you know, grinding the system to a halt. Who should really... Please, those of you who've filed more than
one
lawsuit in your life, I'm lenient. I'm gonna say two. Please just eat a bullet. Would you please just blow your head off? Please do everyone a favor. You're horribly flawed. Just eat a bullet. Would you stop screwing up the system? I've never sued anyone. How did I make it so long without suing anyone? Never called the cops. Never sued anyone. Please eat a bullet, you people. And you people with the 18 lawsuits, you need to fall on a sword. You really do. Please look in the mirror. Dignity, everybody. And by the way, once you get to your 15th or 16th lawsuit, you really get a 17th and 18th? That's the way. And everyone is like, but what if it really happened on the 18th time? Sorry, you burned it. What about the boy who cried wolf? Does he get help on a 20th cry? Nope. Should have thought about it on the first 15 frivolous ones. So I'm watching TV, and there's this Ford... I don't know, F-150 truck commercial, and they're like, we take our trucks so seriously that one case-hardened bolt from the from the bed.
Yeah.
Take one bolt from the bed, we hook it up to, you know, a U-joint, and we hook it up to a cable, and then we tie that to a winch, and we actually tow this F-4-250, you know, 2.5-ton vehicle up by its bumper using only... the one bolt that holds the bed liner in, and then the guy at the clipboard, of course, stands. And by the way, what do you think the ratio between folks in commercials with clipboards and folks in life with clipboards are? I'd say it's a huge difference.
Close to infinity.
Yeah. Every third person on a commercial sporting a clipboard. We're here at the Pons Institute for skincare. Hot chick, loose eye thing, doors open. Like, huh? Pons? Really? It's just a bunch of Guatemalans that are cranking out some pava. Yeah, hot chick. I like. By the way, hot chicks with clipboards, TV and commercials versus real life. Drew, close your eyes. You've been in clinical settings. Ever seen a hot chick with a clipboard? Maybe she's handing it to a fat chick. Hi, I cleaned your clipboard. Here you go.
Nice.
Never actually seen people data, people writing stuff. And by the way, they're writing stuff on the clipboard. There's nothing coming in. You know, it's not like they're staring at a computer screen and writing something down. They're walking around and writing stuff down. They're staring at a bumper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Thanks. But anyway, picks the Ford up by the one bolt, and a guy stands underneath it in this modern garage. It's a silo. It's 6 stories high. It's got a, you know, 10-ton winch on the ceiling. And then the disclaimer, do not attempt. Don't attempt. So let me get this straight.
I hope that's comical. I hope that's for comedy.
Oh, hell no.
Ugh.
Hell no. You want to know why it's not for comic effect? Because it's written in that sort of translucent, the sort of opaque but translucent lettering that's the sort of minimum that the government requires.
Right.
Just enough to distract Adam when he's drunk on the sofa.
Yeah.
That one. Because when you do the comical, do not attempt at home, it's in white letters and it flashes.
Yeah, yeah.
No, this is... somebody could take one of their bed bolts out from their Ford F-250, hook it up to block and tackle, hoist it up to the top of their seven-story garage, and it could snap and crush them. They could stand under it with nothing but their clipboard to protect them,
by the way,
and their white lab coat.
Yeah.
There you go. And I thought, really? Is anyone going to do this? By the way, who has the facilities to do this? Your truck, it's 23 feet long. How high does your ceiling have to be on your garage in order to lift the thing? Answer, 4 stories at least. And then secondly, think about how strong that ridge would have to be in order to lift the 5,000 pounds worth of truck with a block and tackle on. Hey, yeah, I'm going to do this. Here's all I'm saying. I don't want the attorneys to put this here anymore. Please. Please. If somebody does this and gets crushed, that's their goddamn business. They don't get a penny from Ford. Okay? Do we have to have a disclaimer on everything? Then a commercial comes in for like Premarol, and it's like, if you're experiencing spotting or vaginal bleeding or uteral bleeding, lactating, not made for women who've had a breast removed or have a festering boils instead of vaginas, and I'm like, I'm vomiting up my food. Meanwhile, the old broad's kicking around a soccer ball, and they're just talking about if you have explosive bowel syndrome or a rectal bleeding, it's like, come on, I'm eating here. You got the goddamn thing on the package. Do I have to hear about it?
Right.
Just could we have to, really? This is it? You got to do a commercial and you got to F it up? You buy a beautiful car, you got to have the big yellow airbag sticker on the thing that you can't remove. Really? There's stickers everywhere. Everything's carved into everything. Everything's effed up. You can't get anything nice anymore. It's got to have some warning sticker on it or some stamp on it. Man, I got to fight. Got to fight with the aspirin bottle. It's children's proof. I'm drunk when I'm opening things most of the time. That's when I go for stuff. I can't get it. My hands are dry, Drew. They're feeble. Really? I got to spend a whole life fighting for something. There's no kids around. Can't take the attorneys anymore. Please, can we stand up? Can people stand up? Can we take our country back? Can we do battle against the extreme right who want to have the cross taken off the Los Angeles seal? Extreme left, those ACLU nut jobs. Can we do battle with them and the extreme right who doesn't want the morning after pill out? And then the attorneys, can the sane people, there's more of us, there used to be more of us, can we rise up? Can we tell these people to shut the F up and we get on with our lives? Please, everybody. All right. Stacy.
So, Stacy, you're in law school now?
Well, yeah. Well, I'm interested in human rights and environmental law, so I'm not a jerk lawyer. And I agree with a lot of what you guys had to say.
You're in law school now?
Yeah, I just started.
What law school?
Washington University. I live in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
It's in St. Louis, so I drive over here. But I just started. I'm first year. But I'm not a jerk.
You drive to St. Louis from...
It's just across the river.
Okay.
Yeah. St. Louis is right on the Mississippi.
So Washington University.
It's a great school, by the way.
Yeah.
Washington University is in St. Louis?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey, good times.
That's a really good school. It's got one of the greatest medical schools in the country.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely. So I just don't give all lawyers a bad name, because some of us, work for having clean water and clean air and making sure people aren't being...
I'm not nuts about you guys. Nah.
So...
you guys either.
But so, Stacy, you understand my point of view on this. You've
recap.
Well, she had a boyfriend she broke up with. He apparently was very labile, maybe bipolar or something. She broke up. He tried to kill himself. Now she's infatuated, not in love with Stacy, infatuated with his brother, and she wants to start dating the brother after knowing full well how damaging that's going to be to her ex-boyfriend.
I agree. Yeah. That's why I'm having a hard time.
But the hard time should be you're one date away from forgetting about this guy.
Right. Let me tell you, and just for a quick definition of what love is versus infatuation, Drew is in love with his wife, not infatuated. Tom Likas is in love with his voice, not infatuated. Blah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
That's what love is. Yeah. It's not a passing thing. It's a full time.
Well, it's because I never have these feelings.
And it's never cruel, and it doesn't judge. What else doesn't love do? I always hear that one in front of the wedding. It's a crappy poem.
No.
I don't know. Maybe it's in the Bible. Love is never.
No, it's from.
It's not boastful.
No, it's from the prophet Cabral.
Love's never boastful never.
Yeah.
It's. I don't know why they have to say it in front of every wedding. I never quite get it. And I always have to say, it's a good four or five of those, isn't it? All right, so Stacy.
Yeah.
I say. When did this guy try to kill himself?
Been a year.
Oh, it's been a year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's been a year.
It's been a year. I've been.
Adam, come on.
Dealing with these feelings.
Okay, but look.
Why haven't you been dating other guys?
Because it's.
You go to law school. You meet
goals,
a whole bunch of people.
I don't feel. I try. I don't meet anybody that I connect with, and that's why people who are close to me are. Some of them are telling me definitely to go for it because they know.
Okay.
Me.
Well, look. Here's my thing. It's been a year. The guy doesn't live with his brother, right?
Yeah, they're not close.
Okay,
they're
not
together,
close.
They live together, but they don't really spend time together.
No.
See, Stacey, you're
they live with their parents. One is moving out of the country, so.
Wait a minute. Is there one who tried to kill? Oh, hold on. Is there one who tried to kill himself moving out of the country?
No. The brother is. He doesn't.
All right. By the way, Stacey's going to be the world's worst attorney. You're not even going to know who her client is. Okay.
Somebody's moving out of the country.
Well, here's how it starts. Well, they're not, look, they're adults. They're not living together.
Yeah,
they're very distant. If they live together, but,
they live with their parents.
They live with their parents, but no, one of them's moving out of the country.
She just dropped, they're moving out of the country. And then you try to get her to clarify that.
I thought one of the brothers was moving out of the country. Stacy.
The brother I like is moving out of the country.
Why would you begin?
I don't have a lot of time to talk, so it's like I'm trying to, give you guys some kind of.
That makes sense.
But they're not close. He's fed up with his brother. They don't really talk.
But you're not. How can you have a relationship with somebody that's not going to be living in the same country with you?
Well, that's his future plans. He's moving out. He's moving out of the house intentionally. Eventually, he's going to move out of the country in a year from now or so.
Why?
Well, because he's. I don't know. He's going to school overseas. He's interested in international relations and business.
Stacy, you sound sketchy. Something's
really
wrong with
nervous.
You.
I'm upset. I'm telling you.
Oh, okay. Look, here's the thing. Why is this guy living at home at age? What age is he?
He's 22. He just graduated.
All right. He needs to move out of the house. Okay. Stacy, here's the deal. Sorry for about your nerves. Here's the situation.
Yeah.
You can date him when he moves out of the house.
Okay.
Not before then, but also before he moves out of the country. There's a small window. There's going to be a small window of about, I'd say about 72 hours from the time he moves out of the house to the time he moves to Dunkirk.
I say Stacy's got a bent antenna, and if she's really attracted to the guy, it's not going to be something good. And this whole business of, no, I can't connect with anybody, that's sort of BS. That's a way of not having relationships, dating.
Yeah, and
you're going to law school, you meet a whole new group of people.
She created a
fantasy.
You go
date people. It's all fantasy. It's all nonsense.
She created a fantasy to keep her out of the game.
That's right. And it's with a guy that's going to create more chaos, and that's my point. When I first started talking to you about the chaos in your relationships, you just keep things simple.
Yeah. And by the way, they don't talk, but they live in the same 900-square-foot dump.
Hey, come on.
With the folks, by the way. Believe me, his brother won't be talking to him. He'll let his fist do the talking.
Dad's got to be an alcoholic. The level of denial.
Don't care anymore. Don't care. Don't know? Don't care. Lisa?
Yes?
You're 23?
Yes.
What's up?
I had a question regarding the fact that I've actually... For the past probably 6 months or so, been cheating on my boyfriend of about, maybe 4 years now.
Well, that relationship is over. That's the problem.
How many guys you cheated with?
There's been three. They were previous friends of mine that I had slept with before when I had been single.
Well, that doesn't count.
Did you
That's the case she's making, though, right?
Did you?
You have to read through everyone's scripts here.
Did you have sex with them?
Yes.
Both. Hold on a second.
Yes, both.
No, look.
It's both.
Currently, idiot.
It's both, though. It's even more comical.
I know, but no, just before. No, you already said you'd slept with them before. That's what I want to know. Of course, you slept with people before your boyfriend. Did you have sex with them currently?
True. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Of course you did. That's why you answered before, currently.
All right.
If you had...
I do have feelings for my boyfriend. I do love him.
I know.
You feel he's an a-hole.
Your actions are feeling...
Trying to fart back to Drew.
Your actions are telling you something different. Of course you love him. You've been with him for 4 years. You feel very attached to him and all, but it's over. And you are, for whatever reason, either fearful or not willing or afraid of hurting him or afraid of being alone. Whatever it is, you need to be a man. And step up and end this thing before you really, truly harm him, because you are going to get caught. You are going to slip up. Something's going to happen where this is going to devolve into some sort of horrible chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just didn't know, because I've never, ever, ever cheated on anyone before. I hate it. It's disgusting, but I just haven't felt. And it's nothing emotional. It's completely just physical, like...
It means something.
Well, look,
it
you make something. Two compelling points. One is you're deeply in love with the guy you're cheating on constantly. Secondly, other than these three or four incidents of cheating, you've never cheated before. Fantastic.
It's quite a logical progression there.
Yeah. You're wrong on both accounts. So break up with the guy. Would you please?
The thing is, I live with him.
Then you're going to keep doing this till you get caught and he...
Stabs you in
your
sleep.
Stabs one of the guys.
Yeah, or you.
It's not something that could just stop because I just get tired of it, or because I've never cheated, so I don't know what it feels like from that point of view.
Well, feels like a penis other than your boyfriend's going into you constantly.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean that point of view? What are you talking about?
The point is, I've had guy friends that have cheated on their girlfriends or whatever. I've been from an outside point of view, but I've never...
Yeah, guys cheat because they can. Women cheat more often than not when there's really an emotional problem.
Or there's something really chaotic going on with them. Women cheat for two reasons, yes, I agree.
They're acting out.
Two and a half.
The bipolar, the half.
They're nuts, or they're acting out because the guy's... ignoring them.
Right.
And then the half part is they're just horny and they're backpacking through Europe for summer.
And also the relationship's over, too. It's just sort of another, which is part of that half.
Hey, Lisa?
Yes.
By the way, you saying I've never cheated before, you've been in this relationship for 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when would you have cheated? When you were 16?
You've cheated with four guys,
I've had only, two real serious other boyfriends.
I understand, but Lisa, you've now chalked up an extensive cheating career. You've done it. You wouldn't have done it when you were 16 or 17. That's not... You've done it. You're still young. You've accumulated a career.
Imagine yourself being 23 and I've only killed four people, and I'm surprised because I've never killed before.
Right.
You're young. You got four bodies in your backyard. That's doing pretty good.
Yeah, you did it. You're there. You are a cheater, officially.
Right. Yeah, you did almost no cheating in kindergarten and just a smattering of cheating in grades 1 through 5.
Right.
Okay. You're cheating now. Break up with the guy.
Relationship I've had this long. I had a boyfriend the first time when I was 18 and then another one.
Okay, well, maybe you loved him or respected him or respected yourself. I don't know why you didn't cheat before. I don't know why killers don't kill earlier. But the point is you're cheating on this guy. It's time to break up. That's it. By the way, when you're 23 and you've been with someone since you're 19,
it's time to break up. Yeah, it's time.
Time to break up. Just really have some huevos and break up with the guy. Respect the guy. And don't tell him why.
No.
and here's the other thing, too. It's not because you're cheating. It's because whatever he's doing or whatever you two aren't doing together or wherever the relationship is going is causing you to want to cheat.
The reason you're cheating and the reason you're breaking up are one and the same.
Right.
Stay with that.
Right, right. Not breaking up because you're cheating, but breaking up because you feel compelled to cheat. And I wonder if I hear something. Jennifer?
Yes?
You're 28?
Yeah.
What's up, baby?
Oh, sorry, Jennifer.
I'm an old lady,
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 28.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On the news tonight, they were talking about how women can sell their eggs for $5,000 apiece. Mm-hmm. And you can do it five times in your lifetime.
I think it's $5,000 per harvest.
Yeah.
It's usually between three and
that
five.
That means a piece, I think.
Per egg?
Yeah.
No, no. For women, I think it means $5,000 per session.
Per session, yeah, per harvest.
Well, yeah. I mean, harvest away. Go ahead if you're going to give me $5,000. But I don't know where it is. But the other question I have is, what are the side effects? What could happen? Could you become sterile and not be able to have kids?
Yeah, that happens. It's rare, but it's such a thing.
Before we get to it, by the way.
We're going to price our eggs?
I want to try to see if I can come up the firm price for your eggs. Because Drew's already written a check for $7,500. So he thinks they're up. We're going to start at $5,000, all right?
Okay.
Because here's the reality of it. Claudia Schiffer's eggs go for more than Squatty McDumper's eggs.
Well, I'm sure they have to do testing as well, right?
Okay.
No.
I don't know. Let's get to it. Let me see. We'll start at $5,000, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. How tall are you?
5'9".
5'9". Ooh, tall. We're up to 5,800. You know what? I'm going to go $6,000. So I don't have to do that. All right. And level of education?
I graduated with a biopsychology degree.
Ooh, from what university?
Chico State.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Drew, what's that? Okay, Chico State. What do you guys, was just the bongs? What is the name of the team?
Excuse
I was
me?
Up there. I spoke up there.
What's the name of the team over there?
Oh, the Wildcats.
Wildcats.
Yeah.
All right. So we're at $6,000. You got the what's her degree in bio? What?
Biopsychology.
Biopsychology. Graduated 4 years.
7. I played softball. That's my excuse.
All right. Hold on. So now my gauge is spinning all over the place. We're at $6,000 for eggs. We're going to go ahead and add another grand. For the you know what? I'm going to add $1,500 for the biopsychology thing. But then it's Chico State. I don't know if that's a great place. I'm going to go ahead and deduct $300 for the Chico State. You know, it's not like it's UCLA or Berkeley or something like that. So I'm going to deduct $300. Gets down to $7,200. Fine. She played softball. She's athletic, but could be a dyke. You know what I mean? Could be a little haunchy. Took 7 years to graduate.
Because she played softball, she said.
I don't know what that means.
Maybe she redshirted to kind of...
I'm going to get some clarity.
Yeah.
I need clarity on that. Need clarification, Jennifer.
I also didn't do anything my freshman year besides party. So I really didn't go to school my freshman year. I just
okay. And what position do you play in softball?
First base.
Oh, hold on. I got to add 30 pounds. As well as deduct $250.
Once you get the data,
be bigger
gown. You haven't got the data.
I'm working toward it, Drew.
Okay.
Come on, don't screw with my system.
No.
Work. My dad's dad was working on this system. Sure. You understand? Pass it along.
Freaking Egyptians had this.
69. Okay, we're at, I'm at 69.50 right now, which is still doing pretty good. 5'9". How much you weigh?
138. I went to the doctor today, and he weighed me.
138.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's sturdy. That's solid. That's just we're keeping it even. 138. Eye color?
Brown.
I'm sorry. It's $50 deduction. I don't want to sound, you know, like some kind of error.
Just a market
but
thing.
It's what the market dictates.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So we're at $6,900 right now. That's pretty good. Pretty good price for those eggs. Mm-hmm. Well, whoa. What cup size are you? Thanks, Drew.
34B.
Handful. not me, sister.
No.
No.
Oh, no. You're married, so it's okay.
Yeah, but it's really. It's really to me that handful. First off, I'll decide what I need. Don't tell me what I need in the boom department.
Oh my!
And you know that more than a mouthful's a waste. Alrighty. Look, here's the thing. You could just drive yourself a nice beige Camry. You don't need. It's got 180 horsepower. You never need the other 200 horsepower, the 10th airbag, or the suspension. You don't need leather interior. You got a nice beige velour. You don't need. You want. See what I'm saying, Drew?
I know you want.
I want.
Okay, so we got pretty good value.
You're looking pretty good. Yeah. Looking pretty good. I'll keep you about $6,900.
Okay.
All right, and as far as the long-term health term, yeah. They'll explain all that.
Yeah,
crap.
There are. It's a procedure. It's not without risk, although the risks are slim. You can overstimulate the ovaries so they outstrip their own blood supply. There are theoretical concerns about ovarian cancer. So it's not something you should go into with, blindly.
How many eggs do you get in one harvest?
Some people get up to 20. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Usually
And Drew, you always get stuck on the $5,000 an egg, but I think a harvest session.
Well, she said $5,000 each, and I was like, no, it's $5,000 a harvest session, yes.
People look at a harvest section as an egg. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll take ourselves a quick break. What do you think Engineer Chris could get for a sperm?
$12.
Hold on, let me try this.
Well, sperm doesn't that nearly as.
28, lives at home.
I think gotta go to break. Let's go.
He would
endless supply though.
It's like he'd beat off in Dixie Cup, and they'd be like, "That's $4, please." medical waste. We have to incinerate it. All right, we'll take a quick break. That's right, buddy. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, since we're talking about everything but Love Line tonight, a couple other things to bring up. So, a few things thought about earlier today. Did you see in the little Mexican embassy standoff with the sniper today?
No, I didn't see that. In Los Angeles?
Yeah, Drew.
Yeah.
Ooh, it was all the news all the time from the time the sun came up to the time it went down. Never heard.
Didn't watch television, no.
Nothing.
Didn't go by TV today.
Zero. Nothing. Uh-uh. What about anyone else? Do you speak to anybody?
Occasionally.
They didn't say anything. Mm. All over. Nothing but.
I was on the web a bunch of times today. They didn't.
Mm. What do you listen to when you're in your car, Drew?
Opera. Puccini.
I listen to lectures.
Verdi.
Believe it or not.
Anderson, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, of course. I listen to talk radio all day.
Yeah, you don't even look. Go home when your dog's knows stuff.
So what happened,
Engineer Chris? Uh oh.
That's a negative.
Oh yeah, wow. Vindication.
Wow. Yeah,
I didn't get to watch TV either.
Yeah.
What happened?
You've joined an elite fraternity, Engineer Chris.
Of course.
Huh?
What happened?
Okay, Anderson, can you get you're more like me? Can you imagine if someone didn't hear this story today?
It'd be strange. Because I listen to talk radio all day, so I always have an idea of like the top stories.
It's I don't know, what was it, the Mexican consulate?
I think it's consulate.
Embassy.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is, a guy came out, took a hostage.
Mm-hmm. He walked in with he had like a sandwich board on.
Yeah, he was crazy, and he took a hostage, and the SWAT team put the sniper bullet right in the dude's eye and took him down, and. They normally don't do that. We're talking about our beloved attorneys and how everyone's scared to do their jobs and no one can squeeze a trigger anymore because everyone's going to get their ass sued off and the city's got to pay millions of dollars out to, junkies that were hopped up on elephant tranquilizer. A cop give a nice proper beating to every once in a while and then it costs millions of dollars and now no one can do their job. But the point is a sniper pulled the trigger and took this guy down because then what happens? You get in a car, and then it's a high-speed chase to Mexico, and everyone else gets killed. You know what I mean? And here's the thing. These guys, these snipers, you put a lemon on a fence post, put them 400 yards away. They'll take it out 25 out of 26 times. And the other part, they hit down the fence post a half an inch. Let them go ahead and squeeze the trigger, especially when they... So here's my point. I thought to myself, if I ever get into a hostage situation, I want to somehow let the sniper know it's okay to squeeze the trigger.
Sure.
I would like to have that paperwork because otherwise it's a good pistol whipping by the guy. It's thrown in the back of the car and then it's the high-speed pursuit where he decides he's going to end his life and mine by driving off the freeway overpass or into a semi-truck.
Right.
I want the guy to take the shot.
Yeah.
Go ahead. When you got a clean one, go ahead. And by the way, the guys aren't that far away. Snipers, 20 yards away.
One of the things that's, I think, come out of all the sort of international problems we're having is that things have clarified a little bit. A
little bit.
Yeah.
You got a clean kill, got a good kill,
But people like, there's good guys and bad guys. I kind of get that now.
Here's all I want. Here's what I want. I decided there should be a system, much like I have the sticker for the donor on my license, sniper.
Mm-hmm.
Hat. It's the symbol of a hat turned backwards.
Perfect.
And that means if Carolla ever gets in a hostage situation, squeeze away.
Well,
quick run of the DMV, and you just get on the computer. Yeah. Who do we got in there? Hostage? Carolla? It's got the sniper hat. Squeeze away.
But it's not up to the hostage whether or not the...
No, it is. I'm saying that I'm going
to... Is that why they're afraid to do it? Because the hostage might get hit too or something?
Of course. That's why they're
afraid to do it. No, they're afraid to do it because you're infringing on his rights. Who knows what the situation is?
Well, yes. But that's... Okay. When a guy's standing there with no hostage and he's insane and he's spouting out all sorts of crazyisms, they don't want to shoot him.
Right.
When a guy has a hostage and is especially brandishing a weapon and is looking like they're going to hurt the hostage, I think they're fine with killing the gunman. It's just the fear of hitting the hostage makes them, and the 1% chance of hitting the hostage overrides the 99% chance they're going to actually get the guy, and they usually have discretion be the better part of valor. I'm saying, I'm signing off, squeeze the trigger.
Got it.
And you see the little sticker with backwards hat.
Perfect.
Drew, you want one of those on your license?
I want a T-shirt like that.
You know what you could do? You take the backwards hat, you put it on the donor circle.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, I know the T-shirt you may not be wearing when you're taking hostage.
Yeah, just in case, though. I like the T-shirt.
With the bullseye or with the...
No, with the hat going backwards.
Shoot it stupid in the arrow? All right. You know what else I'd like on my license? I would like a sticker of the shape of the things I want donated. Because I don't want everything donated. Except the shape of a spleen.
How would you specify the cornea?
Cornea. It's own
contact
shape.
Lens shape. Maybe the convex.
Yeah, whatever it is. We'll work. Don't worry about that, Drew. I'll work that out.
You're right.
The little stickers all over. What do you got? Well, I'm giving a liver, spleen, cornea. Kidney. Right lung, not the left. That's a keeper. Yeah. That's my ticket to through the pearly gates. I need a lung. All right. You ready to rock here, Drew?
Go.
Ready to rock?
Yep.
All right. Let's talk to... Lana.
Hello.
Lana, 26.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
How are you guys doing?
Doing great, baby. Thanks for asking.
Okay, so I've been with my boyfriend for almost a year, and he only seems to be able to orgasm when he's standing up, whether, during sex or when I'm going down on him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is like a sign that he's got some sort of erectile dysfunction or if this.
No.
Okay.
Really? Do you think that's a sign that he has erectile dysfunction?
Well, you know he's a...
Something. I mean, it's not something I'm normally accustomed to.
Yeah.
Everyone's a little different that way, and this is his thing.
Okay.
He's one of these guys that needs to tighten his legs, probably, in order to ejaculate.
Whatever. What works for him?
Whatever.
Well, I mean, what if you got on top of him? He couldn't do it that way.
No, he also seems to lose his erection easily, too, in any other position.
Other than, let's say, a little doggy?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Standing by the foot of the bed?
That works perfectly.
How's it all for you?
It's fine. It's just I feel like if it's, maybe, I guess I'm a little confused by it, and I didn't know if that was,
Yeah. Chicks were way too much thinking, by the way.
Imagine if chicks had to deal with chicks.
Yeah.
Their heads would explode.
Well, lesbos do.
But you know what I mean? Everyone's so different. I mean,
Yeah, guys vary. Let me tell you the difference between guys in sexually is like the difference between a spoon and a spork. Both white plastic. Well, one of them's got a little. Yeah, it's about the same.
No,
you do the same thing. You got to eat a yogurt. Do it with the other one.
For women, it's you're going off the utensil chart. It's like you leave.
Where is that utensil?
You go to chopsticks and you're.
It's
spears
crazy.
And
you got
shish kebabs,
nutmeg grinders.
Right.
It's crazy. They're all over the place. Yeah. Let me tell you this: with Thanksgiving coming up,
tell me.
Little eggnog, full fresh nutmeg on top, huh?
I had a Starbucks.
A fresh nutmeg?
Eggnog, coffee? Unbelievable.
Oh, listen. Do not deny yourself the nog this year, everybody. And really, not a whole lot better than eggnog. You don't do better than eggnog.
And soon a cranberry recipe coming up.
Yeah. You guys want to get your pads and pencils ready because Uncle Ace is going to be giving us cranberry recipe. And that will be accompanied with a 45-minute crazed rant about why we need cranberries in our lives and why we need fresh
cranberries. You're not going to bleed that in any religious,
You never know. I get fired up. Yeah. All right, so what's her name? Lana is fine,
He's fine, Lana.
Okay. Leave him be. He's cool. You're doing a good job.
I guess. We'll keep at it.
Yeah. You sound hot, too, baby.
It's actually my cold, but thanks.
Yeah. Lana's just a hot name. What do you do? You do a little cocktail waitressing or something?
No.
What do you do?
I'm a research assistant.
Hot. I knew it. All right. Yeah, do you have a clipboard?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a clipboard?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere around the office, yes, but...
even researchers don't have clipboards.
Right, actual researchers never have clipboards.
Yeah.
At least not that they would walk around with.
All right, you ready to play a little Germany in Florida?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sweeping the nation, this game. Cassie?
Yep.
21.
Yep.
What's happening?
Nothing much.
Got a little Germany or Florida for us?
Yep, Germany or Florida.
Germany or Florida? It's Germany or Florida?
I think Anderson's taking Dag's whining to heart.
Dag, or David Alan Greer, or my main man, as I know him, evidently listens to the show more than he sort of
should.
Wants to admit or should, but does seem to call us on a few things and does understand that we don't play his Germany or Florida theme when we do Germany or Florida.
Now we exclusively do.
We do the things are sick and twisted from too much sun and Nazis.
Sex, meth, and death fetishes.
Both of them. It's a good song. Play it, Anderson. Come on. I love that goddamn song.
Too much sun and Nazis. Sex, meth, and death fetishes. Both of them have got these. Guaranteed not to bore you. Germany or Florida.
It's bad, but oh, so good.
All right, Cassie, go.
Police detain a naked 25-year-old woman and her 23-year-old partner who were engaged in sexual intercourse on the pavement in the middle of a busy shopping district.
Oh,
we heard this one.
We had this one. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, sweetie pea.
Nice try, though.
That's all right. All right.
Well done.
All right.
And
that's how you play Germany or Florida, everybody. All right. It was Florida, right? I can't remember.
I don't remember, but
whatever it was, we're right about it. Yes. And it was a week ago, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah, woo, get it on. Gotta tell you what, gotta get it on. Freak out, get it on. Woo, get it on. Hey, everybody, it's Love Line. Get it on. I'm Adam, get it on. It's that Drew, get it on. Watching news today again, Drew.
Yeah.
A little something.
What'd you learn?
Comes on. Well, I learned that the Scott Peterson trial.
Oh, yeah. Hung jury, I heard about that.
Looks like it may be a mistrial or something, And then I started realizing, you know, they interview these jurors, and they're really worse than the people that call this show.
Oh.
And then I think to myself, you know, there's people I like I wouldn't want deciding. Let me tell you, I'm trying to think what people's strengths and weaknesses are. One of the things humans don't do real good is just take in input and then make logical decisions based on it. The jury system, if you think about it, and you think about the folks you just see out, just walk around. You know what I mean? Go out on the road, guy in front of you, guy behind you, guy at the supermarket. Would you really want him processing information than making a decision? Not really. Mm. I really wouldn't. I wouldn't if it was me who was might go to prison. I wouldn't be if it was me whose spouse this guy was allegedly murdered. Here's what I'm saying.
And yet people that work in the legal system always say, well, jurors, they seem to make the right decision.
It's the best. It may not be the best, but it's the only one. I think we got to move away. And all I'm saying is let's just get that lie detector thing going. I've talked about it a long time. Lie detector's been around for 40 years. It's fairly effective now. It's not effective with everybody. And again, we do this thing where it's like, well, if it doesn't work on 2% of the people that do it, then we can't use it. Well, don't you think the jury screws up more than 2% of the time? I mean, you got O.J. and Klaus Van Bulow and maybe Scott Peterson. And it happens all the time, good and bad. You know what I mean? And first off, we're always worried about, well, if this just sends one guy to prison. They always do this one. If it sends one guy, one innocent man to prison, then it's not worth. Well, I think it is. But it's not all about sending guys who aren't guilty to prison. It could keep a lot of guys who aren't guilty out of prison who we end up sending to prison. Think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, think about all those poor guys who couldn't afford, you know, legal representation, who got some DA who was, you know, looking to screw with the evidence a little. What about all those guys who got railroaded? Keep all those guys. I bet those guys wish they just took a lie detector. I mean, imagine you're innocent.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there and the DA's like pulling up people. Yeah, I saw him.
Yeah.
Some racist guy sitting there going, yeah, that was him. What would that feel like?
Yeah.
You'd be praying for a lie detector.
Sure.
Here's all I'm saying. Lie detector's been around for a while. Now we got supercomputers. Man, I mean, we can read people's retinas and stuff. We know more about the brain than we ever did.
Yep. Let's come up with something.
Let's just work on it. Let's just focus on
it.
Put the world to it. And it's a world standard. It's just everywhere. And there's no trials. There's no publicity. There's no judges. No nothing. Yeah, we still keep a couple judges just for sentencing. But it's real easy. Scott Pearson, we think you murdered your wife. No, I didn't. Great. Need you put your finger through here, put this belt around here. Going to ask you, actually, not even a series of questions. One question. Did you murder your wife? Yes or no? Pow. Done. Let's just focus on that technology. Seriously, Drew, how far away are we from that?
I don't know.
And wouldn't you just, if you were innocent, wouldn't you just want to take one?
Sure, but biological, be tough. Well, it's got to be something like that. You're right, though. We should be able to put our mind to finding something if there is.
Let's look
like
at
that.
It this way. We got some, you know, Viking probe that's taking pictures of Mars and getting ready to landing stuff on Mars. We got fake hearts and valves and stuff. I mean, we're going crazy. We're going nuts. We could do this.
Yeah.
The technology's already in place. It just needs to be refined a little bit. We could do it, Drew. And we could do it soon. We could focus on it. Boom. No more courts, no more juries, no more OJs, no more nothing. And just take care of it.
For a while, we could just have a system where people, you sign up. It's like, if you want the lie detector, if you haven't done it, sign up for the lie detector.
Well, here's the thing, too. By the way, we're spending a lot of time with Scott Pearson. What if he didn't do it? Aren't there murders? What about the guy who killed Ron Perlman and Nicole? Still on the loose. We got to go after him. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't want to submit to the lie detector, it's just like not submitting to a breathalyzer. You get a DUI.
Right.
You're guilty. And that's guilt, right? Oh, you don't want to do it? Well, you must be drunk. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. I brought it up before, but no one focuses on it, Drew.
It's a good idea.
Let's do it. You'd be for it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
Huh?
Here we go. Break it down.
No. Break it down. Get it on.
No. Break it down.
Ray Lynn?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yes.
4 months pregnant?
Five. Sort
okay.
Of.
Been on hold for a while.
There.
All right. And you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
And what's happening?
And he does not want to keep the kid. I actually was going to go in for an abortion before, but we both didn't do it. And I'm having really mixed feelings. I don't know what to do, and I don't want to lose him.
Adoption. This child needs two parents.
Yeah.
Two parents who are not 19, two parents who are really ready to be parents. If you want to make a sacrifice on behalf of the child, if you really are concerned for the child and not your feelings about your pregnancy, which I know is a tough thing to overcome, give this child up for adoption.
Yes. That will be by the way, they vigorously screen the gay couples before they give the kids to them. Okay?
What?
Raylan?
Yeah? What about gay couples? I'm sorry.
I'm just saying. By the way, do you get a choice? What if you don't want your kids to go to a gay couple? Is that weird? You get to say?
I think sometimes
you get a choice. You get to pick the family.
Yeah.
They pick the family?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
right. All right. Go gay, I say, on the family. They're better people. They really are. What's your boyfriend do? Does he work?
No, he doesn't have a job.
No job?
No job.
All right. Well, you got to go for the adoption route. So what?
John needs a fighting chance.
Needs a chance. What's the question, though?
That's it. That's the question.
I'm just having really mixed feelings because like, he totally won't settle for anything other than adoption.
You know, there's an interesting thing with again, men and women. Men are much more pragmatic about this because they have no drive for baby.
Right.
Women have a maternal drive. There's an organic, almost erotic drive for baby, in addition to a very emotional drive, too. And so it's hard to disconnect from that.
Mm-hmm.
And men can be very pragmatic about it. No. Let's do what's good for this child. Let's go. Come on, let's go.
Right. And guys are, they might eat the kid, too. Let's be honest. 19-year-old unemployed, gets stoned, eats the kid. Listen to your boyfriend. He's not going to be right very often, but this time he may be. Mm-hmm. And look, it's a tough decision. I know we're very casual about it. Oh, give it up for adoption. But it is the right thing to do because your job is to think what's best for the kid, not what's best for you and the kid.
Or the kid. Or what you feel would be right, because your feelings are going to be naturally to stay with the child.
Right.
May not be the best interest of the child.
Okay. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Well, that's the show. God bless you for listening tonight. Tomorrow night, Elizabeth from The Apprentice. Hot, 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 hot. Elizabeth, I'll pick up the pieces. And then Jason Bateman and Will Arnett from Arrested Development on Thursday night. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Why don't we invent a religion for animals? Aren't they scared? They get run over all the time.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.